13 minutes going up to 7 o'clock. We're talking with Miss Jamaica World 2013, Gina Hargitay. She's on her way to the Miss World competition in Indonesia in September this year. And she is very beautiful. She's a very tall young woman, standing 5 feet 10 inches. And when she's in her heels, she is more like 6'1", 6'2".
She makes me feel like a Smurf, man.
Gina, I want to go your parentage.
Okay.
Your father is a white Hungarian.
He is.
And your mother, a black Jamaican woman.
Yes.
What was it like growing up with that ethnically diverse background?
Well, I think when you grow up with two parents who are racially different, it doesn't really bother you. I know that I never really looked into it like that. I never thought, oh, I have a white father and I have a black mother. It never came across like that to me. I just had a mom and I had a dad. And even my parents were talk often about a story one time when my father put my hand on his hand to see how aware a child is of these racial boundaries. He put my hand on his hand and said, he called me Boogie. So he says, Boogie, what's the difference? And I said, well, Daddy, your hand is bigger.
Ah.
So as a child, you don't...
That tells a story.
You don't look at these things that way. Mm-hmm. And I know that I've never looked at race that way. I've never looked at it as a division. It's always just been my mom and my dad. And I think that it's, in fact, helped me a lot in terms of my upbringing because I have such an appreciation for every kind of culture. I have no prejudice towards anything. And I take a lot of pride in that, and I'm very grateful for my parents for having instilled that kind of love for humanity in me, as opposed to looking into differences.
Have you ever been confronted by that reality, though, either by peers at school,
Well, I don't think so much the mixed race background has come into play as much as the African heritage. Oh. I think, especially when you move into Europe, the line isn't as skewed. It's very much black and white. You're either black or you're white. And so in Europe and in England, I'm viewed as a young black woman, which I am. And so I've embraced that and I have no problem with it. Mm-hmm. And if anybody else does, then that's their problem and not mine.
Yeah. Yes. The issue of, you say you have no prejudices, and it leads me to the next point. The world is much different in 20. You were born in 95? 94. And so there were things that many people did not openly express tolerance for and of at that time.
Yes.
That they do now. Have you noted the change in how much more accepting the world has become and how much further it has to go on issues concerning sexuality, sexual orientation, race relations, the role of the church and the factor of religion, all of these things? Have you considered that? What's your view?
My view is that in terms of race, I believe the world has come a long way, though it does still have a very long way to go. Race is still very much an issue in many parts of the world, and I think that that's something that will take another 100 years to fix. It's not something that can be fixed instantaneously or through any law or through any group of people working against it. It's something that will take time, as is the issue of sexuality. Obviously, 50 years ago, it was very much unacceptable to be homosexual, and nowadays it is more accepted and more widely accepted in society. I believe to each their own, and I believe that you can live whatever lifestyle you choose, you deem fit. So I have no judgment towards that. And in terms of the role of the church,
yes.
Mm-hmm. I think the church is very much a part of everybody's lives still. I think it's a big part, especially in Jamaica. Jamaica, our country, has more churches per square mile than any other country in the world. Mm-hmm. And it just shows how important those values that religion brings are in our society still. And I think that's something to be admired. Mm-hmm. I think the values that come with religion are one of the greatest gifts that it brings.
We have a caller. We're taking a call. So Gina Hargitay on 9240753, 9240739, 9240222, 9240696, and the mobile line is 618-8255. Good evening. I hear it's Cleveland. Good evening,
yes,
Cleveland.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Yes, sir.
it have to take this nice lady for me to call.
That's very good.
And you call every day.
Hi, Gina.
Hello.
Let me tell you something. It's the first time for a long while I've watched the Miss Jamaica contest. And from I hear you delivering yourself, I get to like you.
Well, thank you.
And I was so happy to know that you win the Miss Jamaica. And trust me, your interview this evening is so good. No if and but in your talking. And that is what I admire with you.
Thank you very much.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
You go to the Miss World. You will do well.
I hope so.
Thanks, right. Cleveland.
Yes, sir.
And that's a grandfather. How many grandchildren you have, Cleveland?
Eight, sir. Eight.
Wow. And
how many granddaughters?
Four granddaughters.
Oh, dear.
Yes, granddaughters. They're all pretty.
They're all pretty? they take off of the mother, Cleveland. All right, that's good. Have a good evening. We have another caller, Mr. Toms. All right, just waiting.
One more for you, Gina. As you get ready for the Miss World competition, a lot of people say you have a very good chance. You have the height, you're beautiful, you're articulate, you're bright. But do you get nervous thinking about it and preparing for it?
Well,
how do you control that?
Every great performer talks about the fact that they get nervous before they go on stage, and I don't believe that this is any different. Not that I'm a great performer. I'm just saying that everybody gets nervous when it comes to things like this. Putting yourself out in the public is something very scary, and I do get nervous, but I have methods to cope with that, and I have ways to overcome it and ways to look beyond it, some of which I was taught during our training leading up to Miss Jamaica, in fact. So yes, I do get nervous.
Mm-hmm. Marie's online, Cliff.
Marie?
Let's ask Marie. Marie, good evening.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Marie.
Good evening. Gina.
Hello.
You are my winner. I am looking for you to come back with that Miss World crown. You are super intelligent. You are composed. And you are bright indeed, as Mr. Hughes says. I'm very proud of you.
Thank
I carried you,
you
from
much.
The beginning.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, Marie.
Thanks, Marie.
All the very best.
Thank
good.
You.
So, Gina, you're in the top five, and
yes.
It's your moment to answer that dreaded question.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? And the question is, for Miss Jamaica, you're from a beautiful island, but an island bedeviled by one of the highest murder rates in the world. How do you convince people to continue to come to your beautiful island of Jamaica when it kills so many people per year?
Every country has problems. Every country has a big problem. Of course, crime is one of Jamaica's biggest problems. But when you look at the line between crime and tourism, there is very much a separation in terms of how we treat tourists. There is an understanding that in certain areas, certain things don't happen. So you hear a lot less about people who come to our island being killed or having bad things happen to them. Whether that's a good or bad thing is to be questioned, but it is what happens. I think that the beauty of our island and the beauty of the people, the spirit of the people, outweighs any negatives. And the fact that once you're in a Jamaican's heart, you're there forever. You meet a Jamaican on the street and you talk
for
2 minutes.
10 out of 10. Girl, 10 out of 10.
Whoever online says, Michael, good evening. Speak to Gina, please, Michael.
Certainly. Good evening, Gina.
Good evening.
I am wishing you all the best.
Well, thank you very much.
And you know, I should say this. I had the pleasure of speaking with Lisa Hanna before she went to Miss World.
Okay.
That was on my place. And I said to her, I think you'd be a very wonderful representative for Jamaica because you are beautiful and so are you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Maybe that helped her to win.
Well, I'm sure if I win, it will be because of you.
Okay. I have a question here for you.
Yes.
It's a little, it's interesting to see how you respond, but I know you're very intelligent, and I want to see how you handle it.
Oh, dear.
What is it, if you do, what is it that you dislike most about Jamaica? Is there anything, and what is it that you dislike most about Jamaica?
All right, tough questions.
Well, hang up the phone, Michael, and listen.
We are preparing her for the world.
Hang up the phone and listen, Michael. All right, thank you. All right.
What do I dislike most
What
about
if anything
Jamaica?
You
what
dislike?
What if anything?
Yes.
Well, once again, there are things that everybody dislikes about their country. I would say that what I dislike most is the attitude I see in some people, the fact that some people almost seem to have lost hope in their country. And I think that it's when people lose hope that things start to go downhill. I think we need, as intelligent people, we need to reinstate that hope within society. And we need to inform everybody that no matter how bad things get, there's always hope and there's always a chance to better things. And Jamaica has so much potential. I've seen that through visits that I've done to various ministers. I've seen the plans coming up for the Jamaica Logistics Hub, and the fact that we are looking into Jamaica, the Jamaica 2030 project, for as Jamaica to be a place for business, a place to raise families. And I think that as long as our people maintain that hope and put away this idea that there is none left, then we can overcome anything.
Hmm. Mark is online. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening. How are you?
We're fine. I couldn't have been
better. We're having a ball, sir.
A welcome to Gina as
Thank
well.
Thank you very much.
It's a privilege and honor to Thank get the you. Opportunity to talk to you. I want to ask you a question. How do you feel to represent Jamaica, knowing the situation where we're at right now with the economical situation and the crime and everything? Do you feel proud in terms of representing us as Miss Jamaica World?
Yes, I feel immense pride representing the country of my birth and the country that I've always identified as my homeland. No matter what problems there are with the country, this will always be my country, and I will always take up its mantle no matter what. I entered this competition to be an ambassador for my country and to do what I can to better it. And so it is with immense pride that I take up this task.
You're outstanding.
You got your answer, Mark. Thank you.
Duke.
Outstanding.
Duke is online. Good evening,
no,
Duke.
But seriously.
Good afternoon. How you doing? Hold on, how you all doing?
We're well, you know.
You know something? I want to say a word to Miss Merle. I won't call her Miss Jamaica. I want to ask Cliff, who gave him that question to ask the beautiful lady? Because that is a question that I know is going to come up. Because that question came up to me today in a particular forum. And I must tell you, she answered the question correct.
Yes.
And I give her not a 10, but 100 marks.
And let me tell you, Duke, she had no idea that I was going to do this.
Well, I'm going to ask her one.
Oh, gosh.
The question is, why are our young ones, especially children, have been murdered in Jamaica so often by criminals? What is the problem?
Oh, dear. Yeah.
That's one for that even the National Security Minister can answer that one, you know, Duke.
You're asking her to get into the minds of the criminals.
Yes.
You never can tell because it is on the forefront of a newspaper today. Yes. Young children have been murdered in the street in Jamaica, so that's why I'm asking her. It might bloody well come to her.
All right, Duke, she'll
thank
answer.
You.
All right, thank you.
Go at that one, Gina.
Wow, that's a tough one. That one has me stumped. Well, gosh.
You know what?
Because,
let's
say, because you cannot go into the minds
it's,
of those.
It's difficult. Yeah. Of course, I would never understand why someone would want to do that. Mm-hmm. Personally, I can't imagine what would bring someone to give that level of violence and mistreating to a child. And of course, one of the things that I most want to do in my reign is to protect the rights of children and their well-being. So whilst I cannot answer why someone would do it,
yes.
I know why I wouldn't, and I know what I'd like to do to make sure it doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
Wayne, good evening.
Congratulations and wishing you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I have a question. You're an ambassador representing Jamaica, and you know the stand that Jamaicans take, stand against gay rights. What is your stance against the parliament changing the boogery law in favor of the gays?
As I said before when we were talking about homosexuality, I believe to each his own, and I believe if the government has done so, they have done extensive research, they've looked into it, there's reason behind it. It's not blindly changing it. It must be because of some mass movement towards the lessening of adverse feelings towards homosexuality. personally...
There's talk of it being put before the parliament.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They haven't done so yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Personally,